Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Christ in Me Ministry. I am your host, Mrs. Allen, and today we are going to be learning or diving into a topic that just about everybody in life deals with, and that is the topic of feelings. We don't have to let our feelings control us. Okay, we all have them. We all have feelings. And sometimes we get our feelings mixed up with what we think is the will of God. Or sometimes we let our feelings take us to a place, that we don't want to go. So I'm very honored to be giving this message here today, being led by the Christ that is in me. Amen. And as always, praying that I may decrease and he increases all the more, praying that what the Father has for you through this word, that you may receive it. So I do have a couple of scriptures that I am going to be coming from. One is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" So that is a question. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" So, this is giving us a clue about where our feelings come from as well. A lot of times our feelings come from what's in our heart. But the heart can be deceitful. That's the thing about it. So what the author is kind of saying is that you can't really trust your heart, okay? You can't really trust your feelings, okay? But God knows our heart and God knows our feelings. So, he knows it. We might not always can trust in it and rely on it, but God can. 1 John 3:20 says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." So I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life, while walking with the Lord, that I've done some things that have been contrary to what God stands for. And immediately, my feelings will make me feel guilt. And sometimes I can ride that emotional wave. 1 John 3:20 says, "If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." So again, that heart syndrome is in line with that feeling syndrome. So basically, we can't really trust what's going on in our heart because our heart is part of our feelings, and our feelings is part of our heart. All right, and our feelings may be saying one thing, but we have to know another thing, okay? Our feelings may be saying that we're hurt, we're down, we're depressed, we're angry, guilt, we may be feeling condemnation. Our feelings can have a wide variety of emotional waves, both good and both bad, And feelings don't even always have to be negative. Sometimes feelings are things that are real high. You can be feeling real joyful, real uppity, happy, content, feeling humility, humbleness. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But the thing is it coming from a place of God? And what I mean by that, brothers and sisters, is when we accepted Christ into our life, God did away with our sin nature. He gave us a Christ nature. So now we have what is called a new spirit. And that spirit is a reborn spirit. And that spirit is a God-natured spirit, okay? So anything that is in our spirit is of God, okay? Now, anything that is in our flesh is of us, amen? And that would include our feelings. Okay, that would include our feelings. So, we didn't get these feelings, all of what we feel like in a matter of minutes. We don't have them our entire life. So what we have to do is when we accept Christ into our life, we have to learn to control our feelings. Amen. We have to learn to not to ride that emotional wave of feelings. Amen. And simply what that means is not relying and trusting in our feelings, but relying and trusting in God more than our feelings. Amen. So, you know, you might say to yourself, well, if I can't trust my own feelings, who can I trust? You can trust God. That's who you can trust. That's who I can trust. That's who we can trust. We can trust God, you know, to lead us in the right direction, even though our feelings may be telling us something else. I have an example. I'm going to use myself as an example. Today, you know, I was just sitting around, just shooting the breeze, not really doing anything too much, watching TV, you know, and part of me knew, you know, that I wanted to open up my Bible and read it, or, you know, I wanted to read a daily devotion, or, you know, maybe study the Word of God. But my feelings were saying, I don't feel like it today. I just don't feel like it. You know, and the thing about that sometimes is, when you don't feel like doing something, maybe that's the time that you need to do it, because you can't ride that emotional wave of feelings. Your feelings might be saying nay, but the Lord is saying yay. Amen. Can you understand that a little bit? You know, my feelings might be saying, no, I don't feel like doing this today. No, I don't want to go there today. No, I don't want to do this today. No, I think that's a bad idea. But God may be saying that's a great idea. God may say, go to it. God may be saying, get up. Amen. But the only way that we're going to know, you know, what God is saying and not ride that emotional wave of feelings of ourselves is that we have to be continually in the Word of God. Amen. We have to be continually in the Word of God to know what God wants us to do. But not only that, trusting in God. That means we don't trust in ourselves. Okay. We trust in God to help us with ourselves. We trust in God to help us with ourselves. Now, you know, as I was saying earlier, sometimes we go out and we do things and it's contrary to God. It's contrary to God's word. You know, but that feeling part of us will tell us, you know, we're supposed to sulk. We're supposed to feel bad about it. You know, we're supposed to feel guilt and condemnation about it. And, you know, we're supposed to punish ourselves. And sometimes our feelings will even tell us that God is supposed to punish us because of what we just did, you know, that was contrary to the word of God. But God says in his word, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. So what that really means is, you know, we who have been changed from the corruptible to the incorruptible, we who have been changed from the sin nature to the God nature, no longer do we have to carry a guilt and condemnation according to the world's way of doing things, and according to our old sin nature, we don't have to carry that anymore because we don't have that nature. And we are a perfect spirit in Christ. We are one in him. Amen. And so God says that we're not to carry the guilt and the condemnation no more. But the feelings, our own feelings, will tell us we're supposed to keep that on us. So that's what I mean when I say we can't trust our feelings and we can't allow our feelings to control us. Okay, so, and here's another thing. Just because you feel a certain way, that don't mean that things are that way. Okay, have you ever, you know, felt a certain way about something or a certain way about people? Okay, and just to only realize that you were wrong in what your feelings were saying. You know, sometimes our feelings will say that people are against us, or certain people are against us, or our feelings will say we're not loved. Our feelings will even tell us that God doesn't love us. But how many of you know that God does love us? Amen. How many of you know that there are people that do love you and people that will accept you? Not everybody is against you, okay? But your feelings will tell you, oh, just don't be bothered with everybody. Just let everybody go. This is what God wants you to do. And God may not be telling you that at all. Now, on the other hand, there are sometimes in some instances where God does tell us to, you know, stay away from people, places, and things. But we have to be able to discern whether that is of God or whether that is of our own self, our own feelings. Amen? And that's where the trust in God comes in. We have to trust God and not ourselves. We've been trusting ourselves for far too long. That's how many of us got in the predicament that we're in, because we've been trusting ourselves. We ain't been trusting God. Amen? You know, I would say for people that's dealing with different type of addictions, you know, the problem is the feelings that we have when it comes to the addiction, okay? If you're an alcoholic, an alcoholic, a drug addict, a sex addict, a gambling, a shopaholic, addicted to pornography, it's the feeling that you get when you engage in it. And that's what you're addicted to, You're addicted to the feeling that you get, when either you are about to engage in it, while you're engaging in it, it's the feelings. It's the feelings that are associated with it. And sometimes it's hard to break free from it because you're so used to the feelings that come along with it. Amen. But see, what we have to do is crucify our flesh. And that means that we're going to have to purposely set our minds and our affections on the things of God so that we don't ride that emotional wave of feelings, okay? I'm trying to think of a way to say this. It's like this, I'm going to use myself as an example again, as a person who's in recovery from drug addiction, many times when I was actively, using, before I even, was close to using or I knew I was going to use or I thought of using, I used to get these feelings inside of me. I felt very anxious. I felt like I needed, to get that hit or that fix. I wanted that very bad. And it was even had a paranoia that came along with it, not while in the process of, but before, and I would even get aggravated. I got aggravated, on that day if I knew that I was going to go use. And so I would ride that emotional wave of feelings, that aggravation. I would ponder on that, that anxious feeling. I would ponder on that, okay? And the thing was, I did not allow myself to trust in God to move those feelings out of the way. Amen? See, the longer you ride them, the more you are apt to give into those feelings that you feel. Amen. Now, the more you draw yourself away from those feelings and you give in to what God is telling you to think, be, react, amen, the more you lean on God, the more you allow your affections to be on the spiritual mindset, which is the God nature, amen, the Christ nature, the God nature, then you'll be less likely to draw near to those feelings that's trying to get you to do something you don't want to do. Amen? And sometimes we say to ourselves, well, why am I still going back to this thing? Because we are allowing ourselves, we are allowing our minds to be caught up in our feelings. Amen? And so, that's what we got to get away from. Is the feelings, amen? We can't trust in our feelings. We can't rely in our feelings because our feelings will lead us astray. It's just like the heart. The feelings will lead you astray. Your heart will lead you astray. Your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The person that can know it is God. So that's why we trust in God and we rely on God to point our heart in the right direction, to point our feelings in the right direction. Amen. To point our feet in the right directions, to turn us away from those things that are not of Him, to turn us away from those things that are contrary to Him. Amen. So we have to rely less on ourselves and rely more on God. I don't know who's listening to this, but maybe you are dealing with your own feelings, and riding that emotional wave of feelings. And this message is for you, telling you, when the feelings come, instead of riding that wave of feelings, come to yourself, take a step back and think about what you're going to do before you do it. And even, open up and talk to God and just say, hey, Lord, I feel like this. I feel angry. I feel anxious. I feel like I want to do this. I feel, even if you have an addiction to food, you can say, I feel hungry. But I don't want to go into the belly of the beast anymore. You know, if you have an addiction, tell God, I don't want to go into the belly of the beast anymore. I know my feelings are saying this, and part of me wants to ride that emotional wave of feelings, God, but I know that if I ride that emotional wave of feelings, it's going to land me right in the belly of the beast, God, and I don't want to go there. So, God, I'm casting this care upon you right now because I don't need to go in the belly of the beast. The belly of the beast has brought me nothing but trouble. It's brought me nothing but pain. It's brought me nothing but confusion. It's brought me nothing but error. It's hindering, you know, my progress in you. It's hindering, you know, me having a closer and a deeper relationship with you. You know, it's bringing problems in my family. You know, when I continue to ride that emotional wave, you know, you got to talk it out. Amen. And you got to talk to God about it. That's the first thing you got to do is you got to talk to God about it. You got to make up in your mind, look, hey, you know what? I've been riding this emotional wave for way too long, this emotional wave of feelings. I've been doing it for way too long. God, I need you. God, I want you. God, I need you to show up right now because, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you got to be honest with God. You got to be honest with him. If you feel like, you know, you're about to go do something that, you know, is not healthy for you, hey, baby, look, my brother, my sister, you got to be honest with God. You know, you can't get rid of something by just avoiding it or acting like it's not there. You avoid it or you get away from it by dealing with it. Amen? You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it head on. If you have an addiction to drugs, you got to deal with it head on. Okay, you can't run away and hide and talk like a little baby. Amen? If you got addiction to adultery, sex, pornography, gambling, food, you know, it's an insurmountable amount of things that people can have addictions to. You know, it's a lot of things that we can ride the emotional wave of feelings on. Amen. And whatever your emotional wave of feelings is, you know, you can't overcome it. And you don't have to allow it to control you. But what you can do is you can rely on God. You can lean on God for support. And when you ask God, that's what God wants you to do. He'll show up for you. Amen. You just got to be patient with him. You got to be patient with him. You can't just do it one time, and then if you do it one time and it failed, he'd be like, oh, you know. No, see, you got to be persistent with it. You got to be continued with it. Amen. You can't, you know, you just got to look at it as a form of lifestyle now. Hey, my lifestyle is being persistent with not being led by my feelings. Amen. You know, you got to settle in your mind. I'm not going to be led by my feelings no matter what. You know, I know this thing may be feeling real deep in me. You know, you may feel a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, you know, a lot of disappointment, a lot of bitterness, a lot of guilt, you know, but you can't ride that emotion away because if you ride that emotion away, it's going to be nothing but trouble for you. Give it to the Lord. Amen. Give it to the Lord. Last verse I'm going to read is Proverbs 28:26, and this is just going to sum the whole thing up. It said, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Amen. If you walk wisely, you shall be delivered from the things that want to make you go astray. Amen. Giving God all the honor, glory, and the praise. This is the end of this message today. Just a little short message, you know. And I pray that whatever the Lord has for you, it is for you. And remember, it's just the Christ in me. It's just the Christ in me. And it could be the Christ in you, too. Bye-bye. Until next time, see you on the Christ in Me ministry.